magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, March 20th, 2017. It's a Testimony Monday. Tomorrow we're going to have a Testimony Tuesday with Rosemary Painter, but today it's kind of going to be a tag team because we have another conversational English class teacher, instructor, volunteer extraordinaire, Ruth Essery, and she joins us in the studio with our very capable sidekick, Marianne Offenstein.
That's a fun thing.
Yeah, sidekick's a good term, too.
Hey,
though.
I like it.
We're going to read a story that was published a couple months ago, actually in the January edition of Prime Life Times, and Marianne did this story, and so I'll have you formally introduce Ruth in just a minute, but a little plug for our conversational English class, because we had a successful close to our, was it about an 8-week program? We kind of, I don't know how many weeks, I think it was an 8-week session. We meet every Monday and Thursdays from basically 10:30 to 11:30, but the classes always go a little longer because everyone's pretty captivated and want to stay around. But we closed it out on Thursday with foods from all over the world, or at least representative of China or mainland China and Taiwan
and
America.
And we had Marge's deviled eggs. So.
Angelic eggs.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's some prefer when you refer to that other kind of egg name, you call them angelic eggs.
I'm behind the times.
I got corrected once.
Okay.
Yeah, when you go to the potluck, you look for the angelic eggs.
Can we just call them stuffed eggs
or something? Right.
Angelic eggs. I don't know what to do with that.
Well, I think it was the first time one of the members in the beginner's class, he was using a spoon to spoon out the ingredients.
Yeah. Well, they were filled eggs.
I wasn't quite sure if he had ever had one before, but. They were tasty. Thank you, Marge Ketchum.
Oh, yeah.
She made them with Miracle Whip, Ruth.
I'm sorry. I have to say something now. They should be made with Hellman's, but they were really good.
Yeah, us Miracle Whips won over. There's always those two factions, if you will, or two groupings. Those who love Miracle Whip, those who prefer mayonnaise.
I'm Hellman's, but I will say I have never seen anything come out of Marge Ketchum's kitchen that is not perfect.
Yeah. So. Oh, and she had also, did you get to taste those?
The banana muffins.
Yeah. Banana muffins with some caramelized frosting, icing, whatever. It's out of my league to talk much about ingredients and baking. But
Tell us about cooking, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be a very fast course. Okay, here it goes. Okay, let's move on to that subject.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, Ruth, we have you here for a number of reasons. At least personally, I want to honor you and thank you and appreciate you for the excellent, not only excellent, the stellar, the over-the-top ways you enhanced and helped our conversational English classes. And I guess kudos to you, Marianne, because you recruited her.
I did.
Which at one point you said, I think I have somebody that would be really good. And I said, well, we need somebody like that. And Ruth, you are a former, well, why don't you introduce her, but Ruth, you just ended up doing great and were invaluable and certainly used of God to not only enhance the group, but knitted them together. And I think we tended to have anywhere from like 15 to about 22 beginners.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, it
yeah.
was a huge yeah. grouping of beginners.
Big.
And
big group.
You were assisted by a few other volunteers that kind of helped. What would you say, like rephrase the word or?
Just sit there and keep saying it and point things out.
Encourage them.
Ruth brought a big shopping cart in one class and had cereal boxes and oatmeal and all sorts of things in there. Juice. And demonstrated, you know, breakfast. And it was great. They learned so many words that day.
Yep. So introduce Ruth to our Great News Radio listeners, and then we're going to read a little story that you put together a couple months ago in the January edition of the Prime Life Times.
Yeah.
Featured her in a unique way.
Well, it's totally a pleasure to introduce Ruth Essery. My goodness, she is in such high self-esteem by so many people, including me. Ruth and Lloyd are farmers. I'll let you tell where that farm is.
Okay, it's southwest of St. Joseph, Illinois.
Southwest, okay. Mm-hmm. Two children, adults now, Carlana and Aaron. Mm-hmm. And I have to say about Carlana, she was my kid's babysitter, and she is and was just beyond over the top as well. She won't do that anymore. Sure, she has her.
She's in Westmont, Illinois, so it's a waste.
Okay.
Now, did you trade off? She babysat your kids, so you went in and subbed underneath her?
No,
leadership?
We didn't. I just paid Carlana. That was between me and Carlana. But and went in and subbed. You were the principal at Colonel Wolf
School here on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
many
then,
years ago.
Yeah. And I've worked in Christian education in churches. My goodness, I worked with you. You're excellent. And you worked at Rantoul, I think, as the principal. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
And also volunteered Restoration Urban Ministries.
I'm still doing that, yes.
Still doing
that's
that.
Your current
after-school homework hangout, tutoring the students whose families reside there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're on the board of Restoration,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
I thought so. Yeah.
Right. And what was it about Mary Ann approaching you some months back that kind of triggered you to say, okay, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can kind of utilize some of my life lessons or skills or assist in this way. Why help out with our English conversation classes?
Well, it was really the Lord bringing all the details together. We just happened to see each other on a parking lot at the mall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And hadn't seen each other for a while, so I thought we were just socially talking to each other. And she mentioned that she was getting involved with this international conversational English class. And would I possibly be interested, and mentioned that it was Mondays and Thursday mornings, which happened to coincide with the days that I tutor at Restoration on Monday and Thursday afternoon. And typically it was going to run till the week before Christmas. And typically most years when we're done farming, my husband and I take a week or two in early December to look at some different walls and go on a vacation. But this year we decided to wait till January. It was like, okay, Lord, why am I here? Mm-hmm. And when she mentioned teaching conversational English, I have done that one other time in Ukraine with a missionary over there with some college students. And I thought, well, I have one item on my resume.
One item. You have a long list of education on your resume. Maybe not teaching English, but
no. So it seemed like the Lord was kind of knocking on my door. And for the last 3 years, have been privileged to host some teenage Chinese girls in our home for a couple of weeks in the summertime who are here for a conversational English infusion at Vineyard and have a real heart for the Chinese folks and have a couple of other friends that are Chinese. So I just thought, okay, Lord, this seems like a culmination of a number of things, and it's worked out beautifully. It's been my privilege.
Yeah, it's been our privilege, too, and I loved how you connected so early on, because I think second or third week in, next thing I hear is, oh, we went to Ruth's, and she treated us to this. You needed some other information on somebody else so you could invite them, and mm-hmm. they just felt like you took them under your wing, if you mm-hmm. will, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that I've seen through these conversational English classes is so many of the students just want to be befriended. They mm-hmm. just want to know an American right. and learn some of our culture and customs mm-hmm. and then obviously improve on their English. But it's like when you go to another country, that's oftentimes the case for us. We want to meet mm-hmm. somebody from that culture
right.
and then
right.
get to know the culture mm-hmm. and maybe be invited into their home or get to know them on a deeper mm-hmm. level. Is that some of the things that you've found through serving the Lord in this kind of unique way?
Yes, definitely. We accidentally was the Lord's planning, I'm sure.
God's providence. Jason calls it God's providence.
That's right.
Nothing
that's
is ever right. by chance or luck. God's always orchestrating things.
A couple of years ago, a couple just happened by where we were finishing harvesting a field, and Lloyd got off the combine and asked if he could help them, and they said, well, they were just interested in watching. So he mm-hmm. said, well, I'm moving to a different field. If you'd like to follow me, he's driving the combine, and you can ride in the combine. And so they followed him about 5 miles down the road to the next field. But all that is to say, after that happened, they took a lot of pictures and we exchanged emails and such, and then we invited them to our home. And they, at that point, had been in and out of this country for several times, and they commented when they came into our home, this is the first American home I've ever been in.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And that was very convicting to me because, I mean, we don't have a fancy home, don't pretend to, don't need one, but they aren't concerned about that.
Right.
They just want to be welcomed right. and be a part of a lifestyle in America. So
I can't remember if it was 10 or 15 years ago, many years ago, we did a series on evangelisms, witnessing to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistic, and I could be off a few, but it was something like 70 to 89% of most international students that come to the university, and they're the cream of the crop, you know, mm-hmm. to make it into some of the big universities.
Right.
They have to be, not only have the resources, but have to be 1% of 1% of their culture or their community to be mm-hmm. able to make it into our universities. But they said the statistic was something like the high 70s to high 80%. In the 4 years that they're here, they're never invited into an American's home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of that comes because they're so focused on studying.
Right.
Because
and they
if
are.
It was a Chinese person, you know, when that one-child policy was in place, they were the future of that family.
Sure.
So everything was invested into that child to come to America to study so they could return and excel in that field.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, what an indictment that the Americans didn't at some point say, just come over for lunch or somehow let us befriend you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, it's such an easy way to evangelize, if
yes.
you will, because
mm-hmm.
here the cream of the crop of these countries are coming here.
Right.
And just to have them out for a meal or into your home. And so I've always thought about that, and that was one of the things that I caught right away that you had done the second or third week. You already had some people coming
right.
over, and I thought, kudos to Ruth. Great job.
Mm-hmm. You know, this reminds me of when you said a chance to evangelize. It reminded me of that scripture that Paul wrote about one person plants the seed, one person tills the ground, one
mm-hmm.
person waters. Even if a person doesn't get the chance to, quote, evangelize, they have extended the hospitality
right.
mm-hmm.
of Christ
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
someone. Later, mm-hmm. someone can come along
water
who's also
seed.
A Christian
right.
and
yeah.
maybe
mm-hmm.
say something, you know, mm-hmm. but the ground is laid.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. great that you make that distinction, because I do see all those pieces as evangelism.
Oh,
as
I do
simple
too. Yeah.
as just the welcoming or the kind words mm-hmm. or opening a door or some simple things. I know somebody
mm-hmm.
said once that they saw an international student with their baby and something in one arm, and they were having trouble opening their car door, and they ran up and opened it and just
mm-hmm.
extended, you know, God's love to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all those impressions that maybe build in somebody's mind to say, you know, these Americans are neat
mm.
or friendly or open.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so then it's the next person that, you know, builds on that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, evangelism comes in many forms.
I
in
like
many
that,
ways.
Mark. I like that mm-hmm. broad view of evangelism.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I think it's even more convicting for American Christians
mm-hmm. yes,
to extend that hospitality, because it's one thing to be an American and be invited to someone's home.
Yeah.
But if it's a Christian home, there's a different sense, spirit in that
yeah,
home.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly the Holy Spirit is there, but mm-hmm. just the welcoming and so on. So, yeah.
Well, I know, Ruth, tomorrow we're going to have Rosemary Painter on to talk about our English
oh,
conversation
yes, uh-huh.
classes, because both of you will be taking a bit of a break. You're going to be out in the fields
oh,
farming
no.
with your husband.
Right.
And so we're going to be looking for additional helpers. So I'm hoping somebody, or maybe a number
several
of people,
people
there's a
listening.
Resonating something
we'll
going
there.
On in their heart where they're like, you know, maybe I can do this.
Sure.
And will there be some training? Or I have a heart for internationals already, and I have maybe some ESL background
mm-hmm.
teaching
mm-hmm.
English as a second language, or some will call it TESOL, or I think there's, I don't know, five or six different acronyms, but
that's okay.
different ways where you can get involved. Maybe you're a former teacher like Ruth
yeah.
or a principal.
Yeah.
Or somebody who has a heart for internationals,
mm-hmm.
what we have found, especially with the intermediates, you just come with a friendly disposition,
mm-hmm.
be a good listener, and then just use clarity of, well, you might say large, but we might say humongous or big or grand
right.
or bodacious, or, you know, where you just try to help them increase their vocabulary or
mm-hmm.
talk about idioms or other uses of the English language. But much of it is just building friendships and having fun. That's the key element for me. It's got to be
yeah.
fun.
But Ruth did a fun thing, I just have to say. You know how warm it was this February?
Yeah.
She had a spring brunch in February for some of our Chinese students. I thought that was so great.
Well, it was almost 70 degrees that day, too,
I know.
Compared
yeah, yeah.
to last week when it was in the 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But we have had a lot of fun here. We,
yeah.
we really have.
So if you're interested at all in knowing more, we're going to start a whole new series of English conversation classes. It's going to begin the first week in April, Monday, April 3rd. And it's going to be an 8-week commitment. We'll meet on Monday and Thursdays. Now, you might say, oh, I can meet on Mondays, but I can't meet on Thursdays. Hey, we can work it out.
Oh,
or
yeah.
you can meet some Mondays or some Thursdays.
Sure.
Herb and Marge have been tag-teaming both Mondays and
mm-hmm.
Thursdays. But we are looking for two or three additional volunteers or people that can really teach and step up and maybe help oversee some curriculum that we're trying to develop. But it's pretty easy. You do some Google searches, international students, how to help them, and you'll find more resources than you could ever put together. But if you'd like to know more about how to be a part of the English conversation classes for Great News Radio, held at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, give us a call, 217 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, Marianne, so the primary reason for having Ruth in is to read a little of her story and introduce her and honor her and her work with the English Conversation class and for the Christian community at large. But you wrote this story, and was there anything unique that you didn't know about Ruth that came to light as you were writing this story?
Well, yeah, a couple things. How about I read it first?
Okay.
And then I'll say. Okay. A Heart for Education. Ruth Esri says that it's probably in her DNA to be so drawn to education that she has spent most of her adult life in the field. Ruth was an elementary school principal for many years, and before that, the longtime coordinator of the University of Illinois Early Childhood Special Education Program. She wrote the original proposal for the well-known Spectrum program that resulted in integrating preschool at-risk students and youngsters who have special education needs. At lunch with her recently, it was clear her love of children and education has not waned over the years. Ruth's story of how she managed to go from her two-room grade school to gain her college degrees is a story unto itself. Her work ethic is strong. In college, Ruth met the young man who would become her husband, and she became an Air Force wife. Her early work as a foster parent, social worker, and later school administrator propelled her to gain an understanding of children's needs. Even before retirement, Ruth worked alongside her husband on the family farm. Many years prior, her husband's grandfather, a top dairy farmer, had loaded up his family, household belongings, farm equipment, and cattle onto a train and headed north. He unloaded at Fool's Elevator near St. Joseph and drove his cattle to the acres he had purchased in Champaign County. That farm eventually came down to Ruth's husband. Among other farming tasks, Ruth helped haul grain to the elevator at harvest time. Currently, Ruth is the coordinator of Homework Hangout at Restoration Urban Ministries. Great News Radio is pleased that she's also agreed to be an English conversation class teacher at our center in Lincoln Square. Ruth Esri is one of the most consistently constructive, even-keeled people I have met. You're quite a remarkable lady, Ruth.
And all of God's people said, or at least the two here,
Amen.
Ruth. Great article, and I love the photograph here, Ruth. I know we ran a few by you, but isn't that a great one? I know our listeners can't
you
see
chose
it. But
it.
Yeah, that's right.
We ran a
I'm
few
so proud
by
of myself.
You. That's funny.
I'm so proud of myself choosing this photo. But there you have Ruth in front of, well, that was that big Post-it note
yeah,
kind
that
of
was
paper
before
board.
The board.
That's right. We started with that.
Yeah, that's before you.
Another
shout-out for Ruth. And I love people that take the initiative. I've probably said this a dozen times over the air. Somebody that comes up with an idea and then, you know, starts doing it, and that just motivates me. Ruth said, you know, we need a chalkboard, or we need something drawn, and you need a color printer, and you need some other things. And next thing I know, she's delivering all these things. I just went out and bought them. It's my donation.
They donated that color printer, didn't they?
Yeah. So, and not only that, but then ink. Here's some follow-up ink, so you don't have to turn around
and
get
blushing.
More ink.
She's blushing. You just stop.
Oh, no. That's, so anyways, here's a picture of her in front of about 8 or 10
that was
looks
our
like all Asian students.
That was our
first
Yeah, and that was right
first.
Here next to the studio here. So
it was our first session of classes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't our very first class.
Yeah, so they're all, look at, they're all taking notes, and they're sitting there with their name badges.
That was a great class.
So, yeah,
well,
that's the January edition of Prime Life Times. Thank you, Marianne Offenstein, for writing that article. And I know I've said this before, but maybe we've got to start getting permission from everyone. But if we put this all together into some kind of book, and that'd be like your story and all these others. And then I was thinking, then I'll have like a paragraph where I can do a little summary too. Hmm. So I'll do a summary.
People will worry about that.
Yeah, yeah. What would that summary be?
Talk about running things by people.
So I'm announcing this on the air to Marianne now. What do you think of that idea, Marianne?
Oh, that's great. I mean it.
So we're excited about the future of where God's taken this English conversation class. So if you're interested in knowing more, again, our phone number is is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. But getting back in our closing couple of minutes, so you knew Ruth as you were a substitute teacher, so you knew her through the school mm-hmm. district, but as you got to know her for this story, was there something that was more striking or interesting or you didn't know about beforehand?
I didn't know that Lloyd had been in the Air Force.
Oh.
And my youngest daughter went to the school you had first, which was children who with disabilities mm-hmm. and then children who didn't. It
right.
was she had a
she
class
was a peer model, we
yeah.
call her. Yeah.
She had a class with a child who was blind, a child. It was a phenomenal experience, but I didn't know that you had then gone on to write this whole original proposal for uh-huh. Spectrum, which mm-hmm. is at-risk students.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And I sure didn't know about this story about Lloyd's grandfather packing up his entire home and cattle onto a train
yeah,
and heading north. That's like
mm-hmm.
astounding. That was a story.
That was during the Depression.
Oh.
And he had two teenage sons who were in high school.
Wow.
He was invested in farming in Shelbyville, and he had one of the top dairy herds in the state
wow.
and was on the church board. But he wanted his sons to be able to go to the university.
Oh, my goodness.
So the reason for moving where we ended
Champaign
up living.
Champaign County.
Of course, mm-hmm. was they could walk if need be. They didn't have
yeah.
to walk. But he was able to transfer his dairy herd. And then they sold cream to the fraternities and sororities.
Really?
And eggs
oh my.
To the fraternities and sororities.
Oh, my.
And
what
Champaign
a story.
Can,
and you said he herded Champaign the cattle
down.
From the train.
From the elevator down to the new farm.
Oh,
yeah.
my goodness. What a story.
Yeah. Yeah. And they valued education, obviously, or they
oh.
wouldn't have gone through all that. So.
Now, will you be in the coming days driving the grain truck? Well, the grain truck won't be
no.
till harvest time, but combining
no,
or
no, no,
tilling
no,
or
no.
anything?
I used to do that. Even when I was working, I'd do that on weekends and after school.
Good grief.
But now that I'm
right.
retired and a few years into retirement a few years ago, my husband said, well, I don't know that you need to be driving grain through the elevator and such anymore. So now I'm the gopher.
Sure, sure.
So
all
it's a full-time job.
Yeah, right, right.
So
well.
I provide lunch and go for parts and transfer between fields and whatever.
So you worked all through the week at these amazing, like being a principal administrator, mm-hmm. and went home and farmed on the weekends.
I did a lot, and during the busy times.
It's
but
called balance.
Well, keep in mind, I was in school, so we had
yeah.
summer off, and we
sure.
had breaks now and
yeah.
then. You know,
so you could work in the summer on the farm.
Yeah.
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 Well, Ruth, thank you for being another reluctant guest that I got to get in here. In fact, we were saying the other day that if we saw her walking too close to the door, we're going to nab her back in here to make sure that she was going to be available
for
today's
edition. We were going to put a guard on the door so she
wouldn't
get away from us.
So, hey, thank you for sharing your story and being a part of our English conversation class. And
my privilege.
Maybe somebody tuned in today, maybe it's you that you want to be involved and use some of your gifts from teaching or being involved with internationals in a ministry, and you can put them to good use. We have a position for you in the days ahead. And we can talk more. Give me a call at 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Offenstein, Ruth Esri with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
God bless.